Namaste, good afternoon. I'm curious how many of us are experiencing what we could call unpleasant sensations in your body after sitting so long. Yeah. I'd like to say a few words around posture, and the theme of the metta or guided heart is bringing loving kindness to the body. If you're seated on the ground or in the chair, one of the most important things is to have your hips a little bit higher than your knees. So I'm sitting on two big red cushions because of my height. And you may notice that the more diminutive teachers here are actually using cushions on the floor because their feet don't touch the floor. So you need to make any adjustments there. But if you're sitting on the floor and you're noticing when knee doesn't go all the way down, if you put something under your knee, that will help you to feel a little more balanced. But there's a few tricks that can be helpful, particularly if you're seated in a chair. And that is, you'll notice that if you're sitting in a chair and you lean back, it's kind of really nice in the short term. But what happens is your head is going to drift forward and you'll start developing tension in the neck. So one of the best things you can do is take a blanket or a pillow or your coat and kind of scrunch it up and then push it down to your lower back. So you're tilting your pelvis forward just slightly. And that's going to give you a little more of a natural curve in your lower back. And that will help you to just kind of keep your posture up a little bit. The other trick that I've discovered after years of pain is you may notice that when you're sitting a lot, the weight of your arms will kind of pull you forward. And you'll notice you might get the chicken wing shoulder blades after a little while. So you can take, again, a blanket or a pillow and put it on your lap and rest your hands on your lap. And what that'll do is it'll sort of like lift the arms a little bit higher. You'll get a little more length, and you'll get a little more of a sense of the sternum kind of floating above the navel. And you can do that seated on the floor or on the chair. And again, what happens from extended sitting is we have these intrinsic muscles in the core that keep us upright. But it's very rare where we sit without back support. So those core muscles are going to get tired. And when that happens, you get just a little bit of a collapse. And when you collapse for a long period of time, all the muscles on the front get shortened, the muscles on the back get lengthened, and you'll start developing some pain. So again, the very a few postures you can do. One is with the hands in hitchhiker position. We did this earlier. And just open the shoulders out to the side. Breathe your heart forward. And just actively draw your shoulder blades close together. And draw your shoulder blades down slightly. And slow down and deepen the breath. And there's something about holding this for a minute, maybe 90 seconds, where you can create a nice little reset. So we're going to hold for just a few more breaths. Again, you're not overextending, you're not forcing maybe 80% of your capacity, but holding a steady sense of contraction through the back. And then you can reach your arms up overhead and then let the hands just float down and just close your eyes and just sense inside if you feel a little bit of a reset, a little bit of a shift here. Another really pleasant way to explore the same experience is when you're on break, when you're lying down. A friend of mine who teaches this, you lie on your back and bring the back of your hand to your forehead. He calls this the "Oh my God" posture. So if you just lie back with your hands like this, it has a way again of just very gently helping to support the contraction through the back and the lengthening through the front. whatever posture you settle on eventually will become uncomfortable. But there are some things we can do to help to mitigate it. Also, I'd like to encourage you to go to the mindful movement sessions. They're a great way to help reset and maybe learn a few ways that you can really take care of your body. You know, in a retreat like this, we're cultivating wisdom, the capacity to see clearly, but also cultivating a heart that can meet and hold our experience. So just to notice when you're leaning in a little too much, when you're forcing a little too much, the skillful thing might be to give yourself a little bit of break. And let this really be a kindness retreat. In the practice of metta, of guided heart, our intention is to access the experience of the Brahmaviharas, of kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And I'm sure, well, I would assume that you, like me, find the practice to get very dry after a while. If you just do the phrases, they kind of lose their meaning. I've done many practices of, may you feel happy, may you know peace, may you be free from suffering, without connecting with it. And I find, particularly as you explore the practice of rain, that each of us has to find our own way of accessing what it means to really feel empathy, kindness, and compassion. I just want to underscore a few things, and Tara mentioned this morning, but there is something very, very powerful about actually creating like a physical anchor, such as bringing your hand to your heart or bringing your hand to the side of your cheek, or quite often even bringing your hand to whatever you feel the most predominant. Something about that physical action. It's when I first started practicing that, it seemed like I was sort of faking it, but it actually helps to initiate that sense of bringing kindness and compassion. So it might be something to explore. There was one retreat where an older man with a guided heart practice said that he really couldn't find any sense of loving kindness. He was estranged from his wife. His kids weren't talking to him. And after a long conversation with one of the teachers, he recalled that when he was a kid, there was a dog in his block that he kind of liked. And that was where he began. That's where he had to start. So accessing those memories of kindness and compassion are where we need to begin. I'd like to guide an experience, and hopefully we'll have time for two. But in this first experience, as we're exploring really being in the body, is a form of a body scan, but a kind of a unique form of a body scan. That is, I'll be guiding you through sensing the space inside the body. For example, if you close your eyes for a moment and just explore the following question. Can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you feel or imagine the space between your eyes? And can you feel or imagine the space inside your mouth? And you may notice that as I offer this question, you're pointing your awareness toward an experience, a sense of feeling or imagining the space inside. In this practice, we'll kind of progressively move through the body and sense the space within and the space around the body. And then we'll explore what it's like to extend a sense of metta or loving presence into that space. So you might imagine now, Can you imagine the space between the forehead and the back of the head filled with a sense of metta? Can you imagine or feel the space between the eyes filled with a sense of metta? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the mouth filled with a sense of metta? This sensing of metta draws on what I think of as the improv aspect of the practice. You might sense it as a feeling of appreciation or a sense of gratitude. You might imagine a color or a sense of warmth filling that space. You might sense any of the particular brahmaviharas of kindness or compassion, perhaps even a sense of joy, or that sense of equanimity, a steadiness of presence. As we move through this practice, we'll spend some time focusing on the space, and then an invitation to reflect on however you might sense or access metta or loving presence. I'll be using the generic term of metta and let you kind of fill in the blanks. One word of caution before we begin, that this practice can get very expansive and can sometimes feel a little bit ungrounding. So if at any time this feels, if you're feeling a sense that you're kind of moving into a little more into space and feeling ungrounded, or it feels unsafe, you might open your eyes. Or again, if it feels like it's too much, feel free just to, you can step out, maybe do a little walking meditation. So now with the eyes closed, after each question, there'll be about 15 seconds for you to explore where the question takes you, the experience inside. Can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the sinus cavities in your head? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your mouth? Is it possible to feel or imagine the volume of your tongue? Can you feel or imagine the volume of your lips? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your throat and trachea? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your lungs? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you imagine the weight or the volume of your right shoulder and shoulder blade? Can you feel or imagine the weight or the volume of your left shoulder and shoulder blade? Can you feel or imagine the weight and the volume and the length of your right arm? Can you feel or imagine the length and the weight and the volume of your left arm? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your left thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space between your left thumb and your left forefinger? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers on your left hand? Can you feel or imagine the volume and the space inside the left hand, thumb, and fingers? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your right thumb? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your right thumb and your right forefinger? Can you feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers on the right hand? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space or the volume of the right palm, thumb, and fingers. Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your breastbone and your spine? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your pubic bone? Can you feel or imagine the space between your pubic bone and the tip of the coccyx, the tip of the tailbone? Can you feel or imagine the space between the left hip joint and the right hip joint? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space, the volume, the length, and the weight of your right leg? Can you feel or imagine the space, the volume, the length, and the weight of your left leg? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space and the volume of your right foot, the toes, the arch and heel? Can you imagine or feel the space, the volume of the left foot, and the toes and heel? And as you freely associate now with metta of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, compassion, empathy, joy, equanimity, color, warmth, light, can you feel or imagine your head filled and suffused with metta? Can you feel or imagine your throat filled and suffused with metta? Can you feel or imagine your arms, hands, fingers, and thumbs filled, suffused with metta? Can you feel or imagine your torso, lower abdomen, lower back, buttocks, down through the floor of the pelvis, filled and suffused with metta? Can you feel or imagine the right leg and foot and toes filled and suffused with metta? Can you feel or imagine the left leg, the foot, toes, and heel filled and suffused with metta? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space in front of your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space to the left of your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space to the right of your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space behind your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space beneath your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space above your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the navel and your spine while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your left thumb while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space inside your right thumb? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space outside your body extending out beyond the furthest star, filled and suffused with metta? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your body and the space outside your body as one vast, continuous space? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your body and the space outside your body extending out beyond the furthest star, filled and suffused with metta? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Taking these next minutes to rest in presence. In these remaining minutes, we'll offer a reflection of metta to the body. if you like, you might bring your hand to your heart or to your belly or to anywhere your body your hand naturally lands. And as you gently feel this effortless breath, imagine this body held and suffused with metta. You might imagine this body coming into form as a newborn and welcomed with a sense of metta. Reflecting on this body growing and walking and learning. This body coming into adolescence. The sexuality forming, filled with offering metta. Honoring the journey of this body. And you might reflect on this body's times of deepest physical and emotional pain. Can you imagine this held and suffused with metta? And the journey of this body, reflecting on times of your greatest joy and ecstasy. Can you hold this, suffuse this with metta? Honoring the aging of this body. In your own way, honoring the coming time when this body falls from form, is it possible to hold and offer a sense of metta? In these final minutes, continuing on your own, contemplating, honoring this body with metta, loving presence. Letting all technique fall away. Relax and feel and allow.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.